All right, great. Now to be talking some more high school hockey with Linfield hockey coach John Gardner. And, Coach, welcome back. Always great to have you on.
The feeling's mutual being here talking with you often.
love it. And I tell you what, I had so much fun ending last season with the hockey roundtable that we had. I learned so much. It was great. And it's funny, John, I was just thinking today that some of the days drag. They're really long. But, man, the years go by fast, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. last year, us being year 10, so it's just like, wow, decade, boom, it's gone.
No kidding. All right. Well, as we were discussing before, now you're one of the senior coaches in the league, and I got to say that the Cape Ann League has really, really ascended into being a real power league across all sports. And, of course, you had a great year. You're off to a great start. We want to talk about that. But first, Coach, tell me a little bit about preseason, about tryouts, maybe guys who have left, maybe guys who have come in, and how the first couple weeks have gone.
Yeah, it seems like a broken record to talking to the players at tryouts, but it's true. Every year gets more and more difficult picking guys, and we generally, even though we had a lot of firepower last year, we still have 14 returners, and then it just makes for a tough decision. We have 19 juniors in the program, so unfortunately that's going to leave some juniors not on varsity. And I know it's like you want to make varsity right out of the gate. If you don't, you want to be making it by your junior year. And unfortunately, some of the guys is just so competitive. I extended tryouts literally a full week and then kind of changed some of the way we do things as far as having swing guys. And so tryouts was a tricky one, a stressful one.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's a good problem to have, top to bottom in the program. We got good players.
You know, I know how difficult that is for coaches to do, and some parents, of course, don't understand that what you just explained. And one of the things I used to tell kids who come into my classroom who are disappointed as juniors, especially, I know you're good enough to make the team. You know you're good enough to make the varsity, but you got to show it to the coach. And don't complain. Just go out there and get noticed, I guess, is what happens. And a lot of the kids will do that, but as you say, it's great to have that problem. Tell me about your captains, Coach.
Drew Damiani and Lucas Cook, both defensemen, both very different type of defensemen. Drew, obviously, 50 points. I got to find out a confirmation. That's got to be a school record.
Wow.
I don't even know how many defensemen I've ever heard of in the Commonwealth getting 50.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, obviously very dynamic, obviously very offensive, very good defensively too, because he's just so fast, quick, and smart. He gets to the puck. He kills penalties on his own by just puck retrieval, send it 200. Lucas is big, strong meat eater. Moves bodies out front and punishes guys in the corner, blocks a lot of shots, kills penalties. Starting to get a little bit more. Last year, polish and a little more poise with the puck, making good first passes or making a nice escape move for a big guy. So excited to see that. His first game, he was plus two. Both the guys are great leaders, and we're just happy to have them for one more year.
What do you see in the league before we talk about your first game? Is it the usuals, the Newburyports, and you guys, maybe North Reading?
Newburyport's going to be ready to go this year. Obviously we won the league last year and took all four games against the two Graf teams, which I don't expect to happen again. Winning twice at the Graf, we hadn't won in the Graf. We had beaten Triton in the Graf. We've never beaten Newburyport in the Graf. So we beat them both last year and went 4-0 against those two teams. I don't believe that's going to happen again this year. Newburyport's going to be, ready to roll. They always reload, so they're going to be tough. And Triton always gives us fits. Ryan Sheehan's a Linfield kid, played for Linfield. Whenever we collide, it's a lot of fireworks in the sense that there's going to, every single game, with the exception, I think, one out of maybe 10 to 12 games, are decided not in the last 5 minutes, not in the last 3 minutes, like the last minute / waning seconds every time we play.
That sounds cool.
And then obviously North Reading, your rival, you're going to get at least one game that's going to be like a nail biter, if not two. But just because of the rivalry factor.
So the Graf rink has been a cold rink in more than one way, I guess, right? Okay.
It's a house of horrors for us. it was nice to play that Dragon last year.
Okay, you started off against Amesbury, so tell me what you were pleased with your team winning that one 4-1.
I was pleased with the fact that we were down two top right wingers, and we had a bit of a... We happened to be playing on a Sunday night, and we had to go to the Salem Ice Center, and we got out on the road right when that storm hit. And everyone forgets how to drive in New England when the first snow.
Yep.
So there was multiple accidents. It took us 75 minutes for a ride that usually takes a half hour. So we got to the rink and had to, you know, expedite our warm-up pregame routine. So I give our guys credit with that. They, you know, they had a good first start to the first period, and then to Amesbury's credit, they kind of took over a little bit, but we didn't break. So it was nice to you know, not have that affect us, show a little bit of mental toughness. And then we eventually, too close for comfort, but we eventually pulled away and won in the third.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess now next up, you guys play, when is that, Saturday?
Saturday against Triton.
And you got Triton, and this will be a home game. So what do you expect from Triton?
Well, I expect, again, buckle your seatbelts for that last 5 minutes, 1 minute. they're always very sound defensively. I know they have three or four senior D, a junior D. They have a senior goalie. So they're always tough to score against. They have, like, good timely scoring. They'll bang home a, you know, a power play when they need it. So again, it's going to be always a dogfight against Sheehan's teams. Expect nothing less on Saturday.
Okay, the other two games that besides the ones you mentioned that just jump off the page for me are Gloucester. Obviously, you got Gloucester on New Year's Eve, and then you got Gloucester last game of the season. Talk about fun, Coach. This is great.
Yes, once we got to Linfield 10 years ago, we wanted to get that rivalry back going, and boy, has that, you know, carried. We pretty much, with the exception of maybe 1 year, we played the home and home.
Mm-hmm.
And we played the same, you know, it's either on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and it's always the last game of the regular season. Derek's done a great job with that squad. They've had the better of us over the past 3 or 4 years. We had Gloucester's number for 3 or 4 year stretch. So it's the games are always well contested. Last year we ended up losing in overtime. Our first game we laid an egg, but kind of battled back. At one point it was 7-5, a real defensive match.
But
you always want to schedule good non-league teams. Our non-league schedule is Murderers Row by design. But that's going to be tournament prep for sure.
Will you be rescheduling Peabody at some point? Obviously not this year, but something we look forward to down the road.
Unfortunately, we're pretty married to our non-league schedule.
Okay,
we take a game or two, and we used to play Medfield every year with Toby Carlisle there, and he is no longer there, so we shifted gears to Groton Dunstable, former player that played juniors for me back in 2007.
Wow.
And he does a great job with his Division III team. So we're completing a home-and-home with them this year, and then we agreed to kind of move on back to Toby, and he's at King Phillips now, so that'll be a good test for us moving forward next year.
So exciting to be starting up again, and Coach, I wish you and your brother Jay and your family's wonderful holiday season. I can't wait to see you guys in person, and I'm going to be bugging you a lot this year, Coach.
Well, absolutely. Never bugging me at all. Like you said, that round table at the end of the year was awesome. Every time I get to talk to you, hockey, it's the best. So
I learn something all the time. Thank you so much, Jay. We'll talk to you later, and good luck this week.
All right, Rick.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. See you.
That is Jay Gardner, the head coach of Linfield High School Hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.